Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, happy hump day, everybody. You've made it through the halfway through the week, I should say. Wellness Wednesday today. Rush to Reason, thanks for listening. Yesterday's question of the day, 23% of women say they would actually pay their partner to do this, and neither Andy, Charlie, or I got this right, or even close. Give them a foot massage. 23% say they would pay for a foot massage. So there's your answer for yesterday's question of the day. Today's impossible question, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. At home, the average man uses two of these at home, but the average woman uses four. What is it? By the way, it has nothing to do with the bathroom. So at home, the average man uses two of these at home, but the average woman uses four. And this has nothing to do with the bathroom. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. And by the way, we're saying average, so some of you listening may be above or below average when it comes to this, but the average man uses two of these. The average woman uses four. Charlie, any ideas? Charlie has no idea. How about mirrors? Charlie says yes, maybe. I say mirror. I have really no idea, but I know as a man, I don't look in the mirror a whole lot. One or two is all I typically need to make sure I'm good for the day, but that's not always the case for the other half, as all of you out there listening may know. So 2 weeks till St. Patrick's Day, and just a word of caution for those of you that are driving around today anywhere, and some of you are probably already in the car right now, maybe even on your way home, there is special highway speed enforcement event running today. So Denver police and other law enforcement agencies are conducting a special highway speed enforcement event today. The message is simple. Speed kills. Well, that's their message. Mine would be, morons behind the wheel kill, not necessarily speed, but that's just me talking. 611 people died on Colorado highways last year. Speed was a contributing factor in many of those crashes, according to the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board. Police said during the pandemic, there have been fewer cars on the road, but they have seen higher speeds. Wednesday's enforcement event will be taking place on all major highways in the Denver metro area. Participating agencies include Denver, Lakewood, Lakeside. Those guys are always out, by the way. Aurora, the CSP, Greenwood Village, and Wheat Ridge, which, again, they're typically out on I-70 through that area pretty consistently. So is Aurora, by the way, on 225. So if you're driving around on any of the highways today, I guess best case would be keep your speed down to where it ought to be. And you should not have any issues. Although I will tell you that today it was hard not to do at least five over without getting run over. And I knew this was the case, so I did my best to make sure that I was abiding by the speed limits because I didn't want a ticket. And honestly, I didn't see a single policeman all the way to the station today. So it's out there, though, so that's all I will say. I'll leave you with that. So if you're going to be out driving around today, just be careful. And always be careful. I'm, you know, you guys know me. Yes, am I one to drive in the left lane and get where I want to go? Absolutely. I'm not reckless. I'm not running over people in the process. And I do get annoyed by those people that park in the left lane because they think they're a Karen and they're going to control how fast people go. Those people I absolutely despise. I will be the first to tell you that. If you're, and the other thing I despise, by the way, which has been seems to really be an abundance of, especially during COVID, and I don't know why. And those of you that drive trucks, I love you. I appreciate the fact you deliver our goods. And I know I'm not speaking to my listeners because they're sharper than this, but why are trucks in the left lane ever? Unless they're passing someone and they're trying to get around something or another truck, they shouldn't be in the left lane, period. And by the way, this includes you landscape guys with trailers. You shouldn't be in the left lane either. There's really no reason for any of you that are driving trucks and or those types of vehicles that are in the left lane, the fast lane, by the way. Not only are you typically not able to drive fast enough, you're impeding traffic, mainly causing other people to have problems and or even accidents because of you being in the left lane. Stay in the right lanes like you're supposed to. Leave the left lane for those that are faster, and we'll leave it at that. And those of you that are Karens that like to park in the left lane to control speed, just stay home. And I mean that, just stay home. So again, impossible question of the day. At home, the average man uses two of these, but the average woman uses four. What is it? Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. And I said a moment ago, 2 weeks till St. Patrick's Day, if that's a big day for some of you. There you go. It's not to me, but I know it is to a lot of folks. All right, one more thing before we go to our first break, and then we've got a special guest joining us from Travelocity. A driver, this came from Joe, by the way, a driver spotted a woman driving down the road with half a gas pump hose hanging out of her gas cap filler neck. He followed her, flashed his lights, and honked his horn at her. She stops, gets out, claims the man is harassing her, and then threatens to call police. I should actually have left this for tomorrow on the Darwin Award winner because that lady would actually be the winner. But this is a true story. It was on Twitter. And, you know, if you leave the pump without pulling the gas nozzle out, there is a safety mechanism that will allow it to be released. And I did actually watch the video. This lady is livid. She's taking pictures of the guy. And he's simply trying to explain to her that, ma'am, you left the gas station without pulling the gas nozzle out of the car. So there you have it. All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Michael was on just a moment ago, as he is every Wednesday, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And you're welcome to contact Michael about your will. If you don't have one, please get one done. It is probably one of those things that would be one of the most important things, if not the most important thing you could leave behind to your family, is making sure that your estate is in order. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, folks, Novus Auto Glass, see clearly now. In fact, we got a great deal right now going on with Novus Auto Glass where they've got these great little stickers that you can actually place on your windshield if you end up with a pit in the windshield that saves it and keeps it from getting dirty and, you know, cluttered up with things that make it hard to repair. They will send those to you free of charge. Just go to the KLZ Radio website, look for Novus, fill out the form, and we'll get those out to you. So you can find a location by going to rushtoreason.com/Novus as well. But if you want one of those free stickers, and there's actually a pack of them that we'll send you, just go to klzradio.com, look for Novus, fill that out, and we will get those off to you. Again, Novus Auto Glass, find them at rushtoreason.com.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at RushToReason.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Health and Wellness Edition, as we do every Wednesday, which this applies because we're going to talk about spring break and some things going on there. Travelocity's Melissa Doman. Melissa, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it very much. Spring break, which is right around the corner. In fact, for some folks, it starts here in the next week or two at most. Let's talk about spring break and how we can keep people safe.
Definitely. Well, I think first and foremost, it's March. And so that means for most of us, it's the 1 year mark that we're coming up on.
Right.
Of people having travel restrictions, stay at home orders. So people are definitely starting to think about getting back out there, excited about travel again. I think overall, that's what we're seeing. People are really looking forward to taking a big trip, a family vacation, seeing loved ones, sometimes this spring or summer.
And by the way, and I agree with you, I think, you know I've seen it myself when I've traveled here in the last several months, and you can tell that there's just this, in a way, pent-up demand. People, you know, want to get out, although I do think, and I'm an automotive guy, even coach automotive businesses and so on, and I've coached my folks, Melissa, that there is still going to be a fear of flying. It's going to take a while for some folks to get around that, so people are going to drive. They're going to still go places, but they're going to do it maybe in different fashions as they have before. And what most people, I think, forget, Melissa, especially, I guess I remind myself of this even, it's actually safer to be in an airplane than it is in a car when it comes to actually accidents and fatalities and so on. And yet most of us don't think of it that way.
Yes, that's true. It's a little bit of a mind trick there for sure. But I think you're definitely right. You know, we have seen some travel trends emerge over the past year. They're slightly unusual or different than in years past, and certainly road trips have been very popular. I think we can all appreciate that there is a sense of control when you're driving your own car.
True.
You can control the experience. You can kind of know what to expect. You can plan the stops that you have along the way. May not be as you know, evident maybe when you're going to the airport and things like that. But I will say that overall, I feel like certainly from last March to this March, you've seen a lot of changes in the travel industry, things to really help people feel safe, improve policies, and sometimes even make it easier for you to plan a trip. So
there's certainly a
lot that has changed in the last year.
Yeah, no, I agree. And some of the good things that have come out of it is, for example, you know, if something happens and you've got last minute changes, typically these these companies, whether they be airlines, hotels, whatever, they're very willing to work with you and handle things and help you rebook and whatever the case may be. And that part, Melissa, I really do enjoy. Speaking of, when are the best times of the year to get some of those travel deals that are out there?
Well, you mentioned it earlier, but it's definitely true. The travel industry is still recovering. We're going to be recovering for a little while. Certainly, I think, you know, it's been a year of start and stop in certain places and touch and go for a while, but we're really optimistic about the travel outlook to come. And I do think what we're telling people right now is there are fantastic deals out there. I don't know if you've searched airfares recently. If you haven't and you go and kind of pick a place you want to go, I bet you'll probably be surprised
yes.
in a pleasant way
yes.
about the way the prices are looking and what the fares are doing there. So what I've been telling people, even if you are not ready to take a spring break trip right now, you should be thinking about booking a trip right now. There's a lot of great value out there.
True.
A lot of sites are offering book now, travel later deals. So again, when you're seeing things like 40% off of hotels or really low airfares, you can definitely still take advantage of those if you're planning trips into the summer. We're seeing a lot of demand, for instance, in June and August for that time frame, with people obviously being really hopeful about the vaccine rollout and timetables there.
I've even seen recently, Melissa, where folks are saying, listen, book a trip within the next 12 months and we'll guarantee it, you know, at X price or X discount or whatever the case may be. And to your point a moment ago, yeah, I think people need to be looking out there and taking advantage of some of those deals. And by the way, folks, a lot of these deals do not require full payment on the front side. You give a small deposit, Melissa, and most of those are even refundable, and away you go and get your trip planned.
Definitely. And I think, you know, you touched on it a little bit too, but that flexibility is really one of the number one tips I'm giving people right now, whether they're looking to lock in a really great value or a great travel deal, or just thinking about getting a trip on the books to kind of brighten the mood, brighten their spirits. The thing is that when you're booking these, you're going to have the option for things like free cancellation hotels. Oftentimes booking those, you can cancel within even a few days.
That's right.
Taking the trip.
That's
so if
right.
you change your mind, you can change your trip very easy. And then this is something lots of people will relate to, but the free change fees for airfare as well is another good thing we've seen kind of come out of the pandemic is, you know, after last spring, lots of people were really demanding and asking for more flexibility. We right. want more flexibility and being able to not have to pay to change our flights if we change our mind or if something goes wrong. So I do think that flexibility is here to stay for at least a little while, and it's one of the positive things I think
Agree.
Maybe come out of this. It's,
Agree.
It's a thing that's swung back in the favor of the leisure traveler a bit.
No, I agree. And some of the other things that I've seen that are the positives, and I know some folks maybe would maybe disagree with me on this, but I see them as positives, Melissa, is, and I've traveled by air several times, you know, even through COVID, and I will tell you that the cleanliness of not only the airplanes themselves, but even typically the airports and just, you know, what you're doing in that process, I'll go out and say, maybe this is on a limb, but I don't think it is. I think it's the cleanest I've ever seen some of these facilities and planes in my whole life.
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, I've been really impressed by seeing the way that the travel industry, whether that's hotels, vacation rentals, airlines, have responded and have made cleanliness and safety a really big top priority. And you're right, if you have traveled during this time frame, you've seen that firsthand. One of the things that I've often shared with people that they don't know, if you haven't been really looking at travel over the past, you know, few months or over the past year, is even on sites like Travelocity now, we've got tools like hotel cleanliness filters. Mm. So it surfaces and lets you search by lodging or accommodation partners that have things like additional safety measures or cleaning practices in place right now. That's not something we ever had before and
right.
probably didn't anticipate
right.
that we would have
right.
to create, but I think it's a positive now. You definitely know a lot more about what you're getting.
Oh, I agree. And I'm a neat, clean freak. So to me, I love that. And again, for the reasons that you just said, I mean, I'm one of those where I will pay a little extra money to go to a place that I know is cleaner and just it's more comfortable. And you just feel like there's more care and attention put into things. I mean, no, I don't think anybody, Melissa, wants to go to some dingy, dark hotel unless they absolutely have to and there's nowhere else to stay. I mean, all of us would prefer to stay in a very nice, clean, well-lit, you know, enjoyable place. That's why we travel and do what we do.
Right, exactly. No, you're definitely right. So I think, you know, between the flexibility we're seeing in travel right now and some of these new features and travel partners really kind of stepping up to the plate and making sure travel is safe and clean, I think there's a lot of positivity coming out of this
Agree.
Time frame, even if it was a little bit rough.
No, I agree. And I mean, folks listening, please, this goes not only from, you know, the airplane side of the fence, but even the shuttles to and from parking lots, the airports themselves, the, you know, lobbies and hotels and wherever you're staying at resorts. And Melissa, all the way down to, and I've even seen this, all the way down to the rental cars, which, by the way, are now cleaner than they ever have been. And I'll be honest, I've been in some pretty dingy, you know, rental cars in the past, but not in this past 6 months, have I?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've seen, and we offer this again on a lot of travel sites, which is a lot of information about how clean the cars are. Sometimes they're even taking them out of rotation, having them sit for a few days while they deep clean them, offering extra amenities on site as well for car rental pickups. So yeah, it's definitely a new universe a little bit. If you haven't been paying attention or participating in travel, then I think you've got a few things to look forward to.
Yeah, I agree. And for those of you that are listening that maybe don't know this, and things I've just experienced here, you know, really in the past, you know, 4 or 5 months, Melissa, is this contactless, and I realize there's a lot of folks out there that are social that want some of the contact. But for me personally, traveling, for me, it's all about speed. How quickly can I get to my destination, get checked in, and then hang out at wherever the location is that I'm going? I don't want to sit in a rental car line. I don't want to sit in a line to check in at the hotel. I don't think, Melissa, very many people want to. And I will say, this contactless, you know, world now that we kind of live in has improved all of what I just said.
Oh, definitely. I think we often surface this information from travel providers too, but that's, again, another one of those features that you may not have thought about before. You know, it was definitely coming. I think in the age of vacation rentals, if you've ever gotten a vacation rental, that tends to be a fairly contactless check-in process. I think that was definitely always coming on its way for hotel partners and other kind of activity, car rental, what have you. But it's definitely accelerated, I think, a little bit given what we've seen over the last year.
Agreed. And by the way, I think that's, I hope that stays. I really enjoy it. Not that I'm not a social person. I mean, I do this every day, so I am. But again, when it comes to those things, I don't want to be. I just want to get where I'm going and make it easy and hassle-free. And I think that's really where a lot of these folks have really, especially the rental car companies, they've really shined on a lot of the hassle-free, you know, no contact, you know, check-in, check-out sort of a thing, which, by the way, I really appreciate. In closing, any great deals or locations that you can think of that people should be looking at?
Definitely. So some destinations in terms of popularity have changed a little bit. Right now, we're actually seeing Tennessee is a top destination for a lot of families. I highly recommend looking at the Great Smoky Mountain region. We're seeing places like Pigeon Forge and Chattanooga really gain popularity. There have clearly been lots of visits to Colorado as well. I think anywhere you can get outside and enjoy nature, those sorts of destinations have been really popular throughout the year and have continued to kind of peak in popularity as we look forward for spring and summer months. And then when it comes to deals, I'm really telling folks, one, look at airfares. Please go look at airfares.
Yes, agreed.
And if, as you're looking at those low prices, consider maybe booking economy or business class. I typically am one. I like to get the best value, so I would have normally booked a basic economy ticket. But I think you get less flexibility with some of those where you can't, you right. may have to pay for change fees and things like that. So while these prices are low, maybe considering upgrading your ticket class just so you can take advantage of some of that
Agreed.
Flexibility.
Yep.
And then for hotels as well, there's a lot of great values. Travelocity is running 40% off of hotels throughout the month of March. You will see this from a lot of different places as they try to capture some of that spring demand for travel in spring and summer. So definitely feel free to look at some of those options as well. Choose a hotel or a lodging option that has free cancellation. Again, it's all about leaving the door open so that if you change your mind, you can change your trip.
Awesome. Melissa, this is fabulous. I really appreciate it. Melissa Doman, again, is Travelocity. Of course, everybody knows the website. That's easy. Just go to Travelocity, look up all these things we've talked about. Melissa, this has been great. I've enjoyed it. You're welcome anytime, by the way. You can join us whenever you want to.
Thank you so much. Happy travels
ahead. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And yes, folks, trying to keep you safe and fun. And I know that's Health and Wellness Wednesday that we do each Wednesday, but I wanted to throw this in because I know spring break is around the corner and there'll be a lot of folks that are traveling or thinking about traveling. And I will just tell you firsthand, it does not bother me to travel anywhere on anything, especially airplanes. It's not a big issue, but I know a lot of people won't. They'll be driving. That's fine as well. There's a lot of great deals on that end of it as well. Ascent Health Center coming up next. In fact, Dr. Julie will be joining us here in just a few minutes. If there's anything you need when it comes to your health, feeling better, sleeping better, losing weight, whatever it happens to be, talk to Dr. Julie today, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, folks, if we talk about spring break and traveling, make sure your vehicle is ready to go, and there are things you need to check before you do a long trip. And yeah, it's not like it used to be. I realize that cars last a lot longer than they ever have, but there are certain things we do want to check before you head out on the road, and Geno's Auto Service can do that for you at 303-794-6700. And if you need any repairs done, they'll take care of that as well. And of course, don't forget they offer their NAPA Gold Peace of Mind warranty. 303-794-6700. Geno's Auto Service, that's genoswithaj.com.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide Peace of Mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Now that Polis is attacking the beef industry again, is the National Western Stock Show gone for good? Kim Munson here. Thursday, co-editor of the Fence Post, Rachel Gable, comments on Governor Polis' proclamation promoting March 20th as Meat Out Day. Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, updates us on the latest in the real estate arena, and Alita Yu shares why she should be Colorado's next GOP vice chair. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., again 1 to 2 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now at Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We are doing very well. In fact, after looking at some of the states not too far away and their lifting of mask mandates and so on. Actually, I'm pretty good today.
I know. Well,
it's got to get it here now.
It's nice that those states all around us are doing that. I just wonder what our crazy state is going to do.
Well, yeah, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, and you got to believe at some point they've got to, you know, follow suit with some of the other states are doing, but. You know what? Time will tell. I just hope that it does with us getting into summer and warmer weather and, you know, just being able to enjoy things. One thing, though, and I know this is a little bit off topic with you and what you guys do at Ascent, but Dr. Julie, I'm still amazed at the amount of people that when you're out and about outside and you're walking along more than 6 feet away from folks, I mean, I'm talking in some cases 20 or 30 feet, and they give you the stink eye because you don't have your mask on, but they do.
It's just so fascinating how people feel and how the fear mongering has been insane. Just
it is.
How afraid people are. So even more important for us to keep our immune systems healthy, for us to know that we've got ourselves covered? What do we need to do? I mean,
well, and that's a great segue. Let's talk about that for a few minutes, because that's great. Because I do think that's something that at times people maybe forget isn't the right word, but we don't focus on that enough. In fact, I think a lot of folks, when it comes to their immune system and how they feel, don't focus on much until they actually feel poorly. And frankly, you and I both know that by the time they start to feel bad, it's too late. I mean, you should be doing some sort of a regimen to keep yourself from getting that way, not, you know, then addressing it when you do feel bad.
Well, absolutely. And we were just talking about that earlier today with a group of people, that it's staying healthy. But the other thing I'd also wanted to mention last week's show that I forgot is there's a panel now that you can run if you've had COVID just to see what's going on. Are you going to have any post-COVID kind of symptoms? And so we've started running that panel for patients just to see, like, what are the risks around here with post-COVID and your immune system or your inflammatory system? Like, what kind of things are going on that we need to look out for in the future as we move forward?
That brings me to another question along those lines, which I was going to ask you, because I cannot answer this. I had somebody call in, I believe it was either yesterday or the day before, that commented on this, and I actually have no information one way or the other. Maybe you do. If not, then, you know, great. I understand. But there are folks out there, and there's rumors being, you know, kind of circulated that in certain cases, the actual, you know, vaccines or gene therapy that is available actually will compromise and or quote unquote reset some of your immune system, whereby you might be more vulnerable to other things outside of COVID. You know, thereby some people probably should think twice about getting the vaccine or the gene therapy, as we call it.
I think there's so many things up in the air. It would be hard to comment medically on exactly how the vaccine is going to affect people's immune system. I mean, it's certainly going to have an effect on the immune system. We don't know how. It hasn't been studied long enough. So if people are willing to take that risk, they just have to be proactive in keeping their immune system healthy. But we have no idea how that vaccine is going to react or not react to patients whatsoever. It's all speculation.
Well said. I agree. Well said. And I have no documentation or anything I've read that can back up anything along those lines. I will say this, though, and I think, and you and I've talked about this numerous times. I just wish I could get this thing, you know, this topic driven more into people's heads, because I think it would reduce the fear factor. And that is that I know there's no guarantees, Dr. Julie, but with, you know, the proper care of yourselves and keeping your immune system up, you know, we have seen over and over and over again, people that get COVID, even folks that are in their late 70s and 80s that get COVID. Heck, there was a 100-plus-year-old woman not long ago that beat COVID. I mean, the reality, Dr. Julie, is just because you're over the age of 60 and get COVID doesn't mean you're going to have a hard time or die. It really does come down to how good have you kept yourself in shape.
Absolutely. And what's your inflammatory system doing before? How is it running? Are you someone who tends to inflame to everything? Are you someone who has allergies and sensitivities? We talked about the fact that there's a genetic test that can be run to see if you're more, predisposed to
those. By the way, I think there's more to that than most people are saying, frankly.
Well, I do too, because how in the world could it respond? I mean, it has been so different. There's no consistent response to this situation. So who are those lucky people and who are those unlucky people? What's happening, and how do we get all of our people to be healthy enough? Do we look at and run those labs? Do we say, okay, the risks are these five factors, and these five factors, we can look at them genetically, we can look at them on labs, and these five factors we need to be aware of. So if you fall into this group, you need more glutathione, or you need more vitamin D, or you need to make sure. And everybody wants a cookie cutter approach, but that's what's different about our office. There just isn't a cookie cutter answer.
Right. Right. No, there's not. And by the way, I think what you just said is spot on. I think I've got lots of complaints as far as how we've, you know, handled COVID, but I think one of the complaints I have is that we're trying to treat every single person the same, whether it comes to, you know, distancing or mask wearing or what people are allowed to do, where they're allowed to travel, how they're allowed to travel. I really wish, Dr. Julie, we had the ability to do more of what you said a moment ago and find out what is the actual, you know, gene/DNA components that are making some people more susceptible to COVID than others. And I realize we can't all run around with labels, but you know, wouldn't it be nice to know that if you're one of those people that have the right genes and you're not going to have a rough time with COVID, you know, you get some sort of a badge or sticker that says, not only am I going to die from COVID, but I really don't even need this gene therapy or vaccine that you guys want to call it. I'm good to go. I wish we had that option, but yet we're being pushed to this one size fits all. Everybody has to get X, and I hate that.
Well, and that's what's so scary about it. They're treating us like a homogenous population, and we're not homogenous.
No,
we're
not.
We're all different, and therefore, those who feel they are at risk or want to check their genetics and think they might be at risk, they should pursue whatever avenues make them feel the most safe. But those who feel they're not at risk or feel that their immune system is stable and strong enough should not have to be subject to pursuing the same way of protecting themselves.
Agree. And we've got this one size fits all. I've had conversations with some texters here, you know, recently when it comes to this and the response, which I think, by the way, has been dismal at best, the way we've responded to this. We've got a one size fits all. Let's do this and keep everyone safe when we should have protected those that are the most vulnerable. And frankly, Dr. Julie, I don't care if the most vulnerable is 50 million out of 350 million. There's still a way to handle that 50 million and protect those and or have them self-protect themselves. And I'm one that says it's not my job to protect you. It's your job to protect yourself. And yet there's still 250 million people that could be running around living life day to day. So I will still stand by what I said all along. Protect those that need protected or have them do that themselves and let the rest of us live our lives.
Wait, you're saying that we should have freedom of choice?
Yes.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Yeah, I know. What a concept, huh? I know this is sort of off topic, but it's not, folks, because everybody listening, what you're hearing from Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center is she will tailor the things that you need for you, your life, your body, your brain, everything that you've got going on. It's not cookie cutter, and what the last person that walked out the door needed will be something completely different than what you need, and that's the way she approaches you, your health care, and what's going on there. But Dr. Julie, I'm amazed at the amount of people in this country especially that have just bought into this one-size-fits-all, I'm going to follow the rules no matter what, even if the rules aren't helping me.
The fear is, I think what saddens me the most is the fear. I mean,
it's incredible.
Fear is so much bigger than taking control of our own health. And some days in the office, we have such wonderful patients and they work so hard to stay and be healthy that I think I'm completely encouraged and we're moving in the right direction. And then I wake up some days and I see that, are we ever going to be able to really vote correct? And I don't want to get off topic because this really isn't my area of expertise, but are we going to be able to vote in a way in which we can control our own health care, in which we can control our own
great
decisions
point.
About our body?
Yeah, great point.
And so, you know, as I want to serve people, and that's our goal here, but it becomes very frustrating when you see people sick for reasons that you know could be avoided if we were spending more time educating about what to eat and what to do than fear-mongering about other things.
Agreed. I'll use the car analogy again, as I always do. It's same frustration I used to have when I was a shop owner. I would see somebody come in, they'd have this laundry list of things that need done on a vehicle, and I'd look at the vehicle, and honestly, I'd look at the vehicle just much like you do a patient, and I would think to myself, you know, I'm sorry somebody didn't inform you of what you needed to do to not end up in this condition, because now what's going to happen is we're going to spend a lot of money to get things back to a, even a baseline of where things need to be so this vehicle is safe and fit to drive, when in fact, if we had done a little bit of this stuff all along, you wouldn't have these huge bills today.
Right. Absolutely. And it's funny, we were just talking about this morning and using that example. I mean, it's exactly that. When all the bells and whistles are going off, you got a big problem.
Right.
But when your body begins to tell you that you need to check in with it, come here. Or, let's check in before all the bells and whistles start going off. Because at that point, there's a lot of rebuilding to do.
Yeah, and again, folks, this really does apply much like your vehicle where you'd be driving along, everything seems fine, but you have no idea what's going on underneath and some things you've kind of probably lived with or learned to live with, that slight pull in the steering wheel that's kind of moving the car from one side to another, and you've maybe been fighting it a little bit, but you don't think much about it, and then all of a sudden one day, you have a ball joint failure and you're stuck on the side of the road. I mean, that's kind of the stuff I'm talking about, Julie, is, it's much like our bodies. We can put some of this stuff off. We kind of get used to it. Oh, I've got a slight headache every day. Yeah, it's no big deal. I'll pop some Tylenol and I'm good to go. Well, that's not really the right answer. We should be trying to figure out why is that there in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's well said and like point spot on. We just kind of take ourselves for granted. Yes, is it an investment financially, time-wise?
Yes, of course it is. It is.
Yeah, but for the outcome, absolutely. Yeah.
And for all of you listening, what Julie just said, I think is really key. We as conservatives, this is what, I'm going to put people on the spot, Julie. I mean, as conservatives, we tout freedom. We tout making choices. We hate Obamacare. We want to see something different. And yet, all those same individuals, and I'm pointing the finger at everybody that's listening to me, all those same individuals won't take the time to call you, spend a little bit of money, do some preventive maintenance on their own body, yet we call ourselves conservatives and we want all this other stuff. It's like we want our cake and eat it too, but we're not willing to put the investment in on the front side.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's exactly what's happening. And sometimes we don't know what investment to put in on the front side, but that's where you take the time to ask, what do I need? Maybe you only need to do two or three things. Maybe it's just fine tuning. It's just like an oil change.
Right.
Or maybe it's an overhaul, but better to do it now because you can't trade your body in for a new one like you can a car.
No, and I my situation where, I've had family members with, different ailments, cancer, things like that. And what you just said is spot on. We have one body. It's the only one we have. How well we care for it will take us, literally into the next, I'm 56. I could go another 40, 50 years if I do things correctly, and I want to. But if I don't, Dr. Julie, I could find an early death in my mid-60s if I don't do things correctly.
Right. I mean, because if we don't look at the underlying health of our body, keep our weight healthy, keep our digestive system healthy, then it sneaks up on us. And all of a sudden, we're really dealing with a degenerative problem that may or may not be fixable.
That's right. And again, folks, for all of you listening, and Julie knows, my story very well. And I think, especially lately, Dr. Julie, with me, it's really been a reminder that we're frail. Our bodies are frail. They need investment. They need time. They need us putting the right things in and getting the right care on the front side. And if we're not doing those things and really properly caring for our bodies, we're liable to not have them.
Absolutely. And then where would we be, right?
Yeah. Folks, I know I'm sounding a little bit harsh here on Health and Wellness Wednesday, and we try to have fun and do all those things. But I also know that, Julie is there to help all of you, but she cannot pick up the phone or visit your house. You have to call her and go see her first. I wish it were the other way around, Julie, but it's not. They have to take the initiative to call you, see you, and make that happen. And I think, my frustration is I love everybody. I want to see everybody healthy. It's why we do an hour each week doing what we do, because it's my passion to make sure people live a long, healthy life. But I can't do it for them, neither can you. They have to pick up the phone or get online or do whatever they need to do to go see you, because it doesn't happen by osmosis.
It would be nice if it happened by osmosis. But even just small things, like we've had some great people call and say, you know what? I would just like that little kit that you put together for building my immune system. And maybe they just did that kit once, or maybe they did that kit twice. But just having the peace of mind
right.
to know that, you know, I've created a little bit of insurance for myself, made me feel really encouraged that people were willing to say, I want to do a little bit for myself, and I'm just going to build my immune system and spend a little bit, invest in my own self for my immune system.
Yeah, and everybody listening, I know there's a lot of you that are, you know, really have worked all the way through COVID. We all know that there's tons and tons of money sitting on the sidelines because it hasn't been spent on dinners and things that normally people would have done for the past year, Julie. So I don't know that I can put up with an excuse of I don't have money. I think really what it boils down to, Dr. Julie, as much as anything, is I need to consciously pick up the phone and dial or go online and look. It's really not a money issue. It's a I need to stop and get this done issue.
Right. And just and even if it's just questions that you have.
Right.
What do I really need to do? And so that I think we've given some of those ideas before, you know, some of the basics that are out there. But it's so hard for me to give a bunch of generics and feel like I'm providing value. You can read those generics on Facebook, the internet,
right.
whereas we want to dig into what do you really need and what does your family really need? And once you know, then you can move forward and educate others, or
right.
you can move forward and feel empowered instead of at the mercy of what's happening all the time. And I feel like although it's looking good and we're opening up, we're at the precipice of whatever the heck
yep.
is going to keep happening in this country.
I agree.
Or across the world.
I agree. Dr. Julie, always a joy having you on Ascent
Thanks
Health Center.
So much.
Folks, find her there. It's ascenthealthcenter.com, 303-343-8800. Dr. Julie, thank you. Have a great evening.
Have a great day.
All right, we'll do it. Appreciate it very much. Folks, I do mean that. Your health is an investment. You know, we can't just sit around and take that magic pill and feel better. I wish we could, but it is an investment, just like your vehicle, your house, your family, anything you've got going on. It requires investment on our part. And Dr. Julie is there to help you with that investment and making it last and making it correct for you and tailored just to you. So again, go see her today. Extreme Auto Repair. We talk a lot about cars, even in this hour, when we talk health and wellness. And the health and wellness of your car will keep it running a very long time at the best possible price. I say it all the time. The cheapest car to own is the one already in your driveway. So go to Extreme Auto Repair today. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, folks, Golden Eagle Financial. We talk about health and wellness on Wednesdays, whether that's your car, whether that's your own body, or whether it's your finances. Yes, financial health is a big deal, too. In fact, not having good financial health can be a big factor in your overall health, not only with your body, but your car as well, by the way. So make sure you're financially healthy today. Talk to Al Smith at Golden Eagle, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener And after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks. Again, if you're looking for a vehicle to purchase, some of you are at that point where, hey, something's changed in the family. You want to upsize, downsize, whatever it happens to be. And Chevrolet has all of that lineup of product from things that are very small up to their full-size Suburbans and HD trucks. You name it, they've got it. And that's Chevrolet. You can find them at purifychevrolet.com or go to Highway 52 and Highway 85 in Fort Lupton. You can also call them directly at 303-659-8311. And remember, it's not just new cars. They've got used cars as well. Again, shop online, purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
You're not going to get me to lecture you about whether you're supposed to get a vaccine or not. Guess what? This is America. We get to talk about things like that. There's some places that want to shut all that down. We know what the left tries to do with speech. We watch this cancel culture up close and personal. It's impacted friends of ours.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock, it's the National Crawford Roundtable. Today we talked about the cancel culture. Surprising they haven't canceled us yet, but we were still on, and that'll be on tonight. You can listen from 6 to 7. Up next, of course, Richard Battle will join us as he does every Wednesday, navigating life's journey. We're going to talk a little bit about the mask lift of the mandate in Texas, because that's where Richard's from. And then also rules. We don't need no stinking rules. That'll be in the 4 o'clock hour as well. And then Kate Carr is going to join us as well. And she's going to talk about hearing. Yes, hearing. Believe it or not, there's a lot of folks out there, even young adults, because of earbuds and such, where hearing loss is a big deal. We'll talk to her at 4:30. So hang tight. We've got another full 2 hours coming your way. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.